interesting anniversary taking place. The 40th anniversary of Collin College. Most of us knew that back in the old days as Quad C, which I thought was always a great name. But Collin College is 40 years old. Dr. Neil Matkin is the president of Collin College and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to see you again.
First of all, happy anniversary. It's good to see you again.
Well, you know, it's a double anniversary.
Well, how so?
Unbeknownst to me, I arrived on the 30th anniversary, so my 10-year anniversary coincides with the college's 40th. And it's hard to believe that they've only had three presidents in 40 years, but I feel very privileged to be here and absolutely love the college.
Well, this has been a remarkable 10 years there because, my goodness, you know, I was just catching up. You've got 11 locations now, Allen, Salina, Farmersville, Frisco, et cetera, et cetera. And you serve more than 60,000 credit and continuing education students annually. That's astounding.
It's still growing. I got to tell you, we say thank you and we're grateful, but it presents some challenges, but they're nice challenges to have.
Well, logistically, I mean, how do you keep up with 11 locations? You got to stay on the road all the time.
Well, I've got a fantastic team. So around me, I've got folks that are really dedicated. They're here to serve the students. I've got one of the best teams that I've ever had in my 40-year career, and just some top-notch people that make it all doable.
The demand for education from community colleges has increased tremendously. But also, your area, I mean, Collin County, has grown faster than any place else. So which is it? Which gets the credit?
Well, you know, I think the growth, obviously, is going to bring us additional students. But if you look at the demographics between 2010 and 2015, the county grew dramatically, but the college stayed relatively flat. And the board had me in 2015 start on a master plan, a really formal master planning process that was quite expensive. And we did that, and we realized that we weren't serving the entire community. We weren't serving our entire region. And we made some changes, and that resulted in those extra campuses and additional degrees. And frankly, it's trying to be more relevant to the needs of the community. And it's paid off in a big way.
So is the point of these locations, you try to go where the students are rather than make the students come to you?
Well, as fantastic as our departments of transportation are and our county government is in building roads, the traffic has gotten bad. And so if you've got a student that's going to have to travel more than 20 minutes for a transfer degree, studies show that that's a disincentive. So we need to be available and accessible, and we also need to offer the types of degrees that students want. For example, in workforce, especially in the trades and medical and nursing, all those things are very, very important to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the community.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the programs you offer: automotive, welding, construction management, medical assisting, HVAC, cybersecurity. These are all jobs where you can walk out and get a job right away. You don't need to go get a secondary degree someplace.
Well, there's no question. And we have students, even in high school, that are taking medical transcription programs and getting certificates that walk right out of high school even, and with a certificate that's only a few hours or 100 hours, whatever it takes to get them. They're different depending on the certificate. And they walk right out and get jobs to finance their future. It's a fantastic game changer.
And then what about the high school programs? You're getting dual credit so that you could leave high school and already be, well, I don't know what, a freshman and a sophomore in college?
Well, that's exactly right. They can leave with all the way up to an associate's degree or a lot of certificates below an associate's degree. And it saves them a ton of money, but it also accelerates their earning potential because if they get their sophomore year out of the way before they graduate, they go and finish their bachelor's degree. They're now 20 years old or 21. They've got to jump on life. And so it's a tremendous savings for our taxpayers. It's tremendous value for our students. I wish something like that would have been around when I was growing up in West Orange, Texas.
Yeah, I understand completely. So this is not without challenges, and I, you know, especially a rapid growth rate like this. But what are the challenges right now? I hear a lot about funding that is being cut back for schools, or requirements that they avoid, you know, DEI or other programs that were popular for a long time.
Well, the Texas legislature in the last session passed House Bill 8. And House Bill 8 was a new way to fund community colleges. We used to be paid on based on contact hours, how many people were sitting in chairs. And now we're paid based on results. And I really wanted that change to happen, and it's been very helpful for us. And so for us, we got a shot, a booster shot, if you would, a shot in the arm 2 years ago to really help us ramp up some much-needed programs. And they're still writing rules around that in terms of making sure that we're addressing the local needs. We started doing that back in 2016 with a real focus. So we're a little bit ahead of the curve on that, and we feel really good about it. It is challenging.
Yeah, no. But Dr. Rackett, explain to me what you mean by based on the results. Are you talking about, you know, matriculation or jobs? What's the metric?
All of the above. We used to be based on contact hours. How many students were taking how many classes?
Right.
And some percentage of the funding formula was based on that. Now we're based on actual results. How many certificates do we produce in major needed areas? How many degrees do we produce? How many students transferred to other universities? All those things now are measures of success for us. And so it really puts the focus on student outcomes, which I think is a much needed change, and it happened 2 years ago. It's being refined. A few things that were left out, a few minor exclusions, but it's still such a leap forward for us.
So you've got to find students, but you also have to find teachers if you're growing like this.
Oh, no, there's the challenge. We have one of the most amazing faculty. We have a very low turnover rate for faculty. We pay them well. We try to recruit folks that really want to teach and really want to advance the students. And we've been successful doing it. But, you know, you mentioned dual credit. We teach at over 50 different locations throughout our service area. That's a huge logistics nightmare. And so making that all work.
So your people are inside the high schools, for example?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead and explain. I'm sorry.
Well, we have some students coming to our campuses, but we have over 50 locations, where our people are actually teaching courses in local high schools. And we have several of those with collegiate academies where they're intentionally trying to earn that first 2 years of college before they graduate high school. And that's grown increasingly popular with parents and students, but it is a little bit of a challenge logistically, as you mentioned.
I would imagine. So deals with high schools, but you got more deals with colleges too. I gather there's an association with Texas A&M now?
Well, we've got Texas A&M. We started last year, their engineering academy. It started off with just under 100 students. We're almost 200 students this year. It's almost doubled. And this is a program where A&M faculty teach on our campus, and then they teach for 2 years at Collin College's low tuition rate. We're the lowest in the state. And they walk right over to College Station. They're both Aggies and Cougars on day one. it saves students about $40,000. I jokingly say, parents, buy your kid a car. And I was reprimanded a little bit by one of my Aggie friends who said, wait, maybe we should just hold on to that money and invest it. But nonetheless, it's wonderful to have a situation where you can cut tuition costs for a four-year engineering degree at a top 10 university in the nation by 40K. That's a big deal.
All right. So what do you tell your board right now? What's the next decade going to look like? Can you grow anymore?
We can. We have some property in Anna that's right on I-75 because Anna is one of the fastest growing communities. The city of Royce City has given us about 50 acres there with the opportunity to grow in the next 6 or 7 years. So surely there's opportunities for growth, and we've also got in phase two of our current master plan, we've got a planned aviation college at the McKinney Airport. That's not yet, a lot of letters of intent and those kind of things, but it hasn't fallen into place. We don't have property secured for that. So it's just a constant negotiation, but we've got some big plans for the future as we go bigger. If the board elects to build housing, we'll see our next jump to 70,000 or 75,000 students over time.
Wow. Well, and that Anna location, well, that ought to be a good investment.
I think it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. We're right on the interstate. And a lot of people don't know this, but our original college was in McKinney. And where the Lowe's and all those big box stores sit today, that was all college property. And the way that college got financed when we started, partly, was as a result of the land that was right on that major thoroughfare.
Right.
And now we have frontage road property on 104 acres that eventually will help finance the Anna campus when that community gets large enough for a full campus.
I would imagine. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting 40 years to come. Dr. Neil Matkin is president of Collin College, celebrating 40 years and looking forward to another decade or two. I'm sure you're going to be running the place for another decade or two, right?
No, there's no comment, no comment. I think hopefully 4 to 6 more years. I'm loving everything. It's fantastic. Best job ever. But, man, it's a 24-7 kind of a gig.
I can imagine. You got a lot to say grace over, Dr. Neil Matkin. Our guest today, thanks for the time. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.